Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Now that's how you play a piano. UB Blake, who brought ragtime piano from the 19th century into the 20th century. I mean, he was born in the 1880s, lived until 1983. Talk about a legacy there. And I don't know how, I wasn't expecting this to happen, but when I was talking with Keith Berry, the jazz band director at Manchester High School this past Monday when I stopped in and visited him and his students, I got talking about how I love jazz piano, how I love ragtime piano in particular, which is what that is. That song's called The Dream Rag, stands for ragtime. I was telling him somehow about how I love UB Blake, and I got talking about UB, and I said, that's how we're opening a talk show. That's how we're opening a show about jazz music in Eastern Connecticut at Manchester High School. And it's not just Manchester High School, as we're going to find out this hour. Manchester High's jazz band is going to be playing with the UConn jazz band. Now, let's just pause for a moment, because something that we've been talking about a lot in the news, something I've talked a lot about in the news, you hear me during the week, talking about UConn basketball. And there's nothing wrong with that, that they're getting a lot of attention, that they're playing excellent ball this year. But there's so much else to talk about at UConn. There are so many other students doing fantastic jobs. There are so many other programs doing great jobs. And I said to myself, rather than focusing more on basketball, let's dig into what else is happening at UConn. In fact, some of the students that are playing in the pep band to support the Huskies as they go through their basketball season and these tournaments, they're actually in the jazz band, and they're going to be part of this show coming up on April 17th. That's a Wednesday at 8 in the evening, and they'll be going from UConn stores all the way over to Manchester High School for this joint performance with Manchester's high school jazz band. And when I found out about this, I said, I've got to stop by and see what these kids are up to. So when I walked in, me, Morgan Cunningham, they looked up to me as if I was God, I thought. The look of wonder in their eyes that this guy from a big radio station's coming in to cover their story and hear what they're doing and hear how they play and how they're rehearsing and everything else that's going into this show, it made me feel pretty cool. And I know that they certainly felt good about it too. It's also important to note that Keith Berry, who is the longtime, I mean, I think he's a music director there at the school, but specifically this hour, we're talking about his work as the jazz band director, not just his other work with the music department, because he does a variety of things at the school. I don't want to make it sound like he just does one thing. He's been there for years and years, and after a decades-long career as a teacher, he's retiring. So this is kind of a big show for him as well as for the students as far as this big collaboration between high school and collegiate players, Manchester High and UConn, and also Keith Berry, the longtime teacher at Manchester in their music department. He's calling it a career and moving on with his life. So I brought in my trusty recorder, and I chit-chatted with everybody that was there to meet with me. Some of them were, you know, they were a little shy when the microphone came out, but they were happy to know that they were getting some coverage. So I want to play back some excerpts of those interviews for you guys, because their work is really something to highlight. The UConn and Manchester High School Jazz Ensemble concert coming up on April 17th at 8 in the evening. I'm going to let Keith start us off. Keith Berry talking a little bit about what you can expect that night. Keith, this is such an exciting time for you because you have so much going on right now. We're in April 2024. Your retirement is coming up, but before you get to that retirement, you have a pretty big show coming up at Manchester High School.
On April 17th at 8 o'clock p.m. at Manchester High School's Bailey Auditorium, we have a great concert featuring the University of Connecticut Jazz Ensemble and the Manchester High School Jazz Ensemble. It's going to be a great night.
We're going to talk separately with John on the behalf of UConn and the jazz part of the program that they're going to be bringing. But I'm curious, because you've known John for so many years, have you collaborated before on projects?
You know, probably over the years, a lot of things. One of the things that I can think about the most is he's been a judge at the Manchester High School Jazz Festival that ran for about 20 plus years. And it's always been an important collaboration because in addition to being an adjudicator for all the visiting bands, he always worked with the Manchester High Jazz Band. And one of the highlights of our jazz festival would be that John would play right along with our jazz ensemble. And I feel like anytime young students get the chance to play with a pro, the young students rise to the occasion. So, yeah, we've collaborated tons of times.
You guys have had many a jazz show here at Manchester. People might not even know that the program is here, but it is.
Yeah, I would consider this concert, because of the level of the UConn Jazz Band, to be a professional concert. They sound like pros. And I'm proud of a professional concert series that we've had here forever and ever. We have a gorgeous auditorium, and I thought, you know, my students need to hear live music. And they weren't going to close-by places like the University of Connecticut or the Bushnell to hear the Hartford Symphony. So I said, you know what, I'm rolling up my sleeves. We're going to start having concerts here. We've had a great run of concerts for decades. Maynard Ferguson, the great jazz trumpet player, was here four times. Doc Severinsen, another great jazz trumpet player, was here twice. Louis Belson, a great jazz drummer, was here. The Buddy Rich alumni band played here. All of the top military jazz bands, the Airmen of Note, the Navy Commodores, the United States Coast Guard Guardians Big Band. We've had lots and lots of free, great, well, not necessarily free, but great professional concerts here at Manchester High.
Keith, I'm drawing a little conclusion here in my head, hearing all of those names. I realize that Manchester is just about a halfway point between Manhattan and Boston. Could you comment on how that might play a factor in the interest here at Manchester for these jazz shows?
Well, I think that we have proximity. We have access to musicians at that professional level that aren't that far away, you know, a car ride away. Also, on some of those big tours, naturally, when someone comes to this area of the country, they're probably playing a concert somewhere near New York, somewhere near Boston, and we often found out, hey, they have a free night, a free date to fill. So, yeah, a lot of those concerts were probably due to our proximity to big cities. But Hartford and Manchester especially has been really supportive of these professional concert series over the years, so it's been a great place for people to visit.
Keith Berry, I'm talking with him right now from the Manchester Jazz Band and Music Program. Tell me about some of the songs that people can expect to hear, or if you don't have the set lists lined up exactly, because I know sometimes you guys have a little fun picking songs maybe at last minute that you guys have been working on and finalizing that set list. Tell me what people might be able to hear. Are we talking about swing? Are we talking hard bop, cool bop, Take Five by Dave Brubeck? I don't know.
We played Take Five last year. How do you like that? That's not in the book this year. We are working on Blue Rondo a la Turk by Dave Brubeck, but I don't think that's going to be ready for the 17th of April. We have played from a variety of eras and a variety of composers. I think what you'll hear, well, I'll just name some of the things that we've played up to this point in this year. We might play a great Count Basie tune, not written by Count Basie, but featured called Little Darlin'. We might do that. We've done a piece out of the Woody Herman band called Pavan, which is a beautiful piece that features a lot of great soloists. We might feature Lucas Garcia in a Sammy Nesco tune called Samantha. We're going to play a great Brazilian piece called Maschinada, written by Jorge Ben and arranged by my son Adam. We're going to play a cool tune called North Shore Morning with the Yukon Jazz Band at the end, and it's written by Matt Harris. So that's the potential. Also, we might do a Frank Sinatra-ish version of Fly Me to the Moon with a vocal soloist.
Keith, could you tell me a little more about this Do I Do song that you guys are going to be covering?
Sure. A friend of mine, Tony Susi, is a writer and arranger. He's a former Manchester Public School music teacher, and he made an offer to me, which was really nice. In honor of my retirement, he said, I'd like to arrange a piece for your jazz band. So I thought about it a little bit. I thought, you know, I always liked that Stevie Wonder tune, Do I Do. I think it'd be a great instrumental tune. It's now the hardest piece we have, and the kids are loving it and realizing it's very hard to play. We're hoping it's going to be ready by April 17th. They're working like crazy to get it done. So I'd like to tell you that I think that's going to be on the program, Do I Do by Stevie Wonder, arranged by Tony Susi.
Could you talk about how you come up with the playlist and why you do it maybe even as soon as the day before the show?
Well, luckily, we've been performing so much this year, there's a confidence level in the band where I feel like I could say, let's play this, this, and this, and the kids could say, sure, we can do that. But, you know, with a high school band, we actually will choose the set list beforehand, so we'll have an idea of what to practice and what to be ready for. But I try to think about tunes that are have some kind of contrasting sound, will be interesting to the audience, but will be a challenge to my students, too.
Your students, talk about the skills that they have to develop in order to play a show at the level that they will be on April 17th.
Yeah, you know, we work on intricate aspects of music. We practice the style, the phrasing, the articulation. We try to play in tune. We try to develop student improvisers who know how to follow some jazz rules and create their own solo on the spot. We try to find a program that's fun to play, fun to listen to. So a lot of factors go into it.
I think you were a little nervous from when we were talking earlier about forming the current jazz band, because you had a lot of freshmen coming in, and here now they're sophomores, and the sophomores from last year are now juniors. So you have a lot of new players in the group. How do you get them to such a high level in such a short period of time?
You rely on some of the veteran members to kind of lead the way, and our veterans have done that. But you also have this energy of the ninth graders, especially last year. Now they're sophomores, but there was a great energy in our band room and a work ethic that was really impressive to see. So the kids that may not have had the high skill levels had a really great work ethic. That was great to see, and I think that's propelled us farther too. You know, a joke I was looking at the year saying, what am I going to do with more than half the band ninth graders? This is going to be a tough year. It ended up being a great year. This current year is even better than last year, so it's been a lot of fun to develop their skills and listen to them mature as musicians.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and I'm with Keith Berry. We're talking about the big show, the concert between Manchester High School and the University of Connecticut, coming up on April 17th, if you can believe it. It'll be here before too long at Manchester High's Bailey Auditorium, and the show is F-R-E-E. Everybody likes that in radio. I say that a million times, free. So, Keith, when you guys go to rehearse the day before, tell me about that process.
Sure. As a teacher, it's important for me not just to have some kind of a one-off event, basically. I want to make it more meaningful for my students, and John Mastriani has been really great accommodating us. We're going to actually take the Manchester High Jazz Band up to UConn on Tuesday the 16th of April so we can get together with the members of the band. So it's not going to be like a manufactured experience on stage on Wednesday night where we just put the kids together and start playing. we're going to get a chance to be in a college rehearsal, see a high-level rehearsal, be part of the rehearsal, get to know some of the musicians that we're playing next to. It makes the experience a lot stronger for kids.
And eventually you'll be handing this group off to your replacement because you're retiring. So if you could give your replacement any words of advice, what would they be?
Boy, push those students as hard as you can. Test their dedication, challenge them to reach higher, and have a good time.
And what's up next for you?
So I have a couple things. I run a summer music camp, music and arts camp in Glastonbury, Connecticut, that I'll continue doing with the Parks and Rec Department. And I'm also taking over the directorship of a music festival company called Fantastic Festivals.
Anything else you'd like to add about the show coming up April 17th at Manchester High School?
Well, all of us know that that love jazz know that jazz is America's music, one of the greatest exports, cultural exports that America has made to the world. And sometimes it's hard to get a jazz audience to come out. I want to convince anyone who's even halfway interested, come sit in our audience at 8 o'clock on April 17th, and you will be loving it. I promise.
And this is free.
It's a free concert at Manchester High School. This is just to have fun playing jazz, and we hope that people in our community can hear the great UConn Jazz Band because they're terrific, and I want more people to hear them. And I think that's one of the reasons why Mr. Mastriani was so enthused about this idea, because on campus they have a great draw. But I want more people to get to hear them, too. They're a little bit of a local gem. We hear a lot about UConn sports. This world needs to hear about UConn music.
Keith, thanks for coming on Spotlight Connecticut with me.
Thanks, and thanks for having us. And I can't wait to see everyone at the concert. And thanks to WTIC for giving us this opportunity.
Happy to have him, that's for sure. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. We will continue in a moment with student reaction to this upcoming show at Manchester High School's Bailey Auditorium, Wednesday, April 17th at 8 at night. It's going to be a great time. Find me on social media in the meantime at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, I'm Charlie in Farmington, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
As we talk about the Manchester UConn Jazz Band collaboration show coming up on April 17th at Manchester High School's Bailey Auditorium at 8 at night, let's chat a little bit with Katie. Here's the recording I made with her when I stopped by the rehearsal just the other day. She'll be playing in that show.
My name is Katie, and I am a sophomore.
Okay, Katie, what made you want to get into the jazz group here at the high school, or maybe you did it in middle school? I don't know.
Yeah, so I first played in the Illing Jazz Band, and what made me want to play trumpet and also jazz was my dad played trumpet in his middle school jazz band, and he always talked about this solo he played on Watermelon Man, and he said he got to like stand up and he was just going at it, and he made it sound like so much fun, and that's what made me want to do that.
What kind of jazz do you like to play? Because I know that there are different kinds of jazz out there, right? You have the big umbrella jazz, and underneath it, and I had mentioned earlier, you have swing, hard bop, cool bop, and all of these other kinds of jazz. Is there any one in particular that you like to play, or do you enjoy the diverse amount that you get to do at Manchester?
I mean, I think it's really fun being able to play all these different types of jazz, but I think, at least listening to, I think I like listening to swing the most. And I don't know if it's just because that's like maybe more of what we've heard, but it's, I don't know, it's just very fun for me to listen to.
What are you looking forward to about the show coming up on the 17th?
I think it's going to be really cool to be able to play a tune with the UConn Jazz Band, because it's not every day that you get to, you know, play alongside really good people. I mean, we can play for really good people play for us, but it'll be really cool, like, being able to just, like, have their bells in our ears and really, like, hear, like,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Just be able to play with them.
This must be pushing you to practice harder.
Yeah, definitely. I took my trumpet home this weekend and I was just practicing.
Tell me about your practicing routine.
You warm up with the scales, you just get do a little buzzing. And then usually I'll play through like a song that I like, and then I'll just work on the song that's either the hardest right now or the one that we're gonna be playing soon, and I do a lot of repetition.
How many songs are you working on at this point in time?
At least 5.
I had heard your teacher, Mr. Keith Berry, talking about how sometimes you're working on a larger number of songs and then you whittle it down for the actual show itself. Does that give you an increased amount of nerves, knowing that there are more songs you have to be proficient in?
No, I actually don't think so, because we all just like, I mean, it's different maybe than other bands, because I don't know about my bandmates, but I really like all the songs we're playing, so I enjoy playing them and I enjoy like working on all of them all at once. And there's a lot of songs, so sometimes it could be hard, but I think overall I like it. And then it's also options, like, so
yes, diversity is really important. That's Katie. She is a sophomore, and she will be among the students that are playing in that joint concert, the jazz band show, between Manchester and UConn's jazz bands, coming up on Wednesday, April 17th at 8 o'clock. It's a free show. We're going to hear from another student and then the UConn Jazz director about how they're preparing for the concert. Marion McPartland and Twilight World gets us into the break and the news. I'm Morgan Cunningham. You can find me on social media at MC News Talk. It should be noted that this idea for today's topic for today's show was actually submitted to me. I heard about this through a very loyal listener. They reached out to me and said, this is something you should put on Spotlight Connecticut. So I did just that. I reached out and lined this up with Keith Berry, the Manchester High School Jazz Band director. He's part of the music department. He's retiring this year. So it's a big culmination all into one story. I stopped by on Monday this past week in the afternoon, and I met with the students as they were wrapping up a rehearsal and recorded with some of them and also the UConn and Manchester Jazz Band directors to get an idea what this show is all about and bring it to you guys here on this audience on WTIC. So if there is a topic that you're aware of that deals with a Connecticut person, a place, a business, maybe it's an event that's coming up, let me know, would you? At MC News Talk on social media, Facebook, X formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram. That's the easiest way to go. Or you can email me, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. A-U-D-A-C-Y. See, that's long, convoluted, and painful. Nobody wants to do that, but it is an option. morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Let's hear from sophomore Mercury, who will be playing as part of the Manchester Jazz Band on the 17th.
My name is Mercury, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, Mercury, tell me about what you're looking forward to on April 17th at Manchester High School, the upcoming big jazz show.
I think it's the same for a lot of jazz shows, just being able to hear good music and being able to be in the same room as the music. You don't really get that when you're listening to music by yourself. And even better, we get to play with the people making the music. We get to play with the pros, sort of, the college students. Something that we don't really get often. As a student, you don't really get that much of anywhere, being able to play with, like, really, really good players. So I'm really excited for that.
Mercury, what is your instrument?
I play double bass.
Double bass? Ooh, different. We've heard from, you know, all of the wind kind of instruments to this point, and now you're talking about the double bass. So tell me why that is such an important part of jazz music.
It really is the foundation of a lot of it. A lot of jazz is rhythm, and you'll need the drummer, of course, and the bass is another huge part of keeping the rhythm and laying down what the melody or what maybe a soloist has to do. You get rhythm from bass, and you get the chord quality, so you get what you could play in a solo or what the melody would sound like just from one little ba-doom, boom, boom, you know?
Some songs, though, it's more than just ba-boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah. You've got a lot of action, and from time to time in jazz, you'll kind of have a section or two where there's more bass than any other instrumentation, or the other ones back off in intensity, and you're kind of in the spotlight carrying the song on. Do you have any songs like that where you, for at least a moment, are the star on the bass?
There's a few I've played. In this concert we're playing Do I Do. There's a few bass solos in that song. Electric bass, though. And it is kind of scary. I don't really solo that much
as a bass player. Are you doing the electric bass?
Oh, yeah, I am. Okay. And then I've had a few songs with Mr. Mastriani at regionals where there was, like, at the song ended and it was, like, just the bass for, like, a bunch of measures. And it's really nice because it's not something that happens often. But, yeah, it's really nice when the bass gets to shine.
Now, when you're playing the bass, is there any one section of instrument that you're listening to the most? I would imagine it's probably percussion.
Yeah, it's definitely the drums. Gotta make sure to lock in, you know?
Let me tell you a little story. So I have a friend who plays bass, albeit in a rock band, so it's different than in a jazz band. There's a bit more intensity, and he plays a lot. I mean, there are times he does 3 or 4 shows in a week and, right, and travels and so on. But he still gets calluses on his fingers. So tell me, are there ever... Oh, so you do have a callus on your finger, so this happens.
Yeah, it's an issue sometimes. You know, sometimes you don't go practicing for a week and you don't think your calluses are gone, but next thing you know, you have a blood blister, two of them. It gets kind of annoying they're persistent, but if you practice consistently, you'll develop calluses and you won't have to worry about blisters. But yeah, you get a lot as a bass player.
Well, think of my friend doing the 4 shows a week and how he feels come Monday.
Yeah, it's just a fact of life for bass players, I think. Like trombone players, brass players, your lips get tired and your lips get red and you get that circle. There's always something for each instrument, and for bass it's blisters.
Good thing I did piano back in my day.
Yeah, I actually do play piano. I love piano.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So why bass over piano?
Well, bass I was better at. In piano, I got a keyboard from my grandpa and I got bored over like summer of 2021 or something, and I just sat in my basement like for hours a day and I was like, let me learn this song. And so I never really got proficient in like playing piano music written for piano, but I sort of developed improv on piano, which helped me with bass too, so that's nice.
Tell me what you're hoping to get out of your experience playing jazz here at Manchester High School. What are you looking to do with it? Are you looking to join another band outside of school? Is this something that you plan to pursue once you've graduated high school?
I do plan on pursuing music outside of high school. I really do like music. I think it's become one of the most fun things and enjoyable things in my life that nothing really else has like surpassed that. So it's just really fun being able to play in a high school band. It's like you're playing with your friends, with people you know, people you see in the hallways, and it's being able to have that connection with people. It's like I've played in orchestras that are outside of school. It's really not as fun when you don't know the people. So in high school, it's a fun, carefree environment where you're chilling with your friends and making some fun music.
Mercury is a sophomore at Manchester High School. He will be playing as part of the Manchester UConn Jazz Band joint performance on Wednesday, April 17th, starting at 8 at night at the Bailey Auditorium at Manchester High School. We'll continue with John Maestriani, the UConn Jazz Director, next.
WTIC in Hartford.
Spotlight Connecticut is where you heard this.
Noel, what should people listen for when they listen to the Casey Sisters doing Oh Holy Night?
The harmonies. That's really our specialty. That's what we go for, is really listen for the harmonies and the sister blend.
Find the Spotlight Connecticut podcast on Odyssey. That's AUDACY, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm excited to say that the Casey Sisters should be back on hopefully soon. They're going to be dropping an album, and we're going to have them on Spotlight Connecticut to talk about it. So I don't know what day that will be, but I will tell you that we are actively working to find a time to get them on the show. The Casey Sisters from Avon. And I'm excited to hear what this music is going to be and where they'll be performing it and all of that. So stay with me on Spotlight Connecticut, and I'll get you that information hopefully very soon. Now let's hear from John Maestriani. He is the jazz band director at the University of Connecticut in Storrs, and he's going to be part of that big bill coming up on April 17th at Manchester High School with the high school players.
I am John Maestriani. I'm an assistant professor in residence of jazz studies at the University of Connecticut, and I'm also associate department head for undergraduate studies.
And you're a big fan of saxophone yourself.
Oh, I would say so, yes.
Because you play it.
Yes, I play saxophone and the other woodwind instruments as well. And I teach jazz saxophone at UConn along with some other courses as well. And obviously directing one of the jazz ensembles.
You've known Keith at Manchester High School here for quite some time. You guys have partnered on a number of projects in the past, and now this big concert of a project is coming up on April 17th. Have you guys ever done anything like this before?
Not directly like this, where both of our bands were featured at a concert per se, but for many, many years before the COVID bug bit us all, the UConn Jazz Ensemble would come to play at Manchester High School's Jazz Festival, and I was an adjudicator at the festival, and I would also hop in and play with the band like at the end and that type of stuff. So we've had a long-standing relationship of doing musical ventures and concerts and things of that nature. And I was, before I was full-time at UConn, I was a high school band director for 30-plus years. So I'm obviously intimately acquainted with the whole public school scene, and that's something that will always be close to my heart. And now it's important, as I'm a professor at UConn, on the other end of things, because obviously we're always going out to schools and recruiting and making the university and our band and our program visible throughout the state and beyond. So now that becomes kind of a different piece of the pie as I've kind of changed roles, segueing, if you will, from being a high school band director now to being a full-time college professor.
John, tell me about that recruiting process, because you have a really strong team, a really strong band at UConn. How do people get into it, or how do they get selected for it?
Much of it is us being around and making our presence known, if you will. So we try to, as I just mentioned before, we try every year to do at least one or two high school jazz festivals where a number of high school bands are present. So they get to hear the UConn band. We run our own high school jazz festival at UConn every February, which has become huge now. We've got 20 high schools that come, and we actually had to turn some away this year. So you got 20 schools that are coming in and hearing the band. We as faculty members are visible in the community and schools, and we're all working professional musicians. So there are a number of different ways that that students get to hear about UConn and the music programs that we offer. And one of the unique things, I think, about UConn is you don't necessarily have to be a music major or a jazz major to play in the ensemble. All the ensembles are auditioned in the first semester of school, and then we choose the ensembles based on the talent level that's coming in. And because UConn is a top 25 school in the country, and it's difficult to get into, and we're dealing with students of a very high intellect, they're normally really, really good at a number of things. I mean, there are a couple of engineers in the band, pre-med students, along with jazz majors, so it's quite an eclectic group of young ladies and gentlemen, and they're really a super bunch of kids and wonderful musicians as well. So through all of those things, word of mouth of them and all the our visibility in various places, I hope that certainly aids us in our recruiting efforts.
That must be tough to pick through so many people who have a lot of skill, because you can only have so many people in the band.
It's a nice problem to have. Well, we have two full big bands, so we have a feeder band. And I know Earl McDonald, who is my best buddy and the chair of the Jazz Studies program at UConn. We work very hard. We've worked to expand the degree offerings. We have a BA in jazz. Now we have a BM in jazz as well. You can get a jazz degree along with a music education degree. You can get a minor. So there are a number of different avenues that you could pursue just based on your interest at the university or whatever your career path is. So you don't necessarily have to say, okay, I'm a jazz musician. This is what I do. You could be, as I mentioned earlier, an engineer and be a really good player and have a love for jazz, and you could wind up in the band as well, too. But it's a nice problem to have that level of talent and to be able to go through them all. And, you know, it's an okay thing for, as we say, kind of in the music business, it's okay to pay your dues. Like, you don't necessarily get to the top band as soon as you get there. You have to maybe be in another group or maybe not make a big band at all and work really hard to work your way up the ladder, and that's a beautiful thing as well.
John, another problem that you guys have, and it's a good problem, is that your students are so skilled, they're in numerous ensembles, including the pep band. And as you know, John, very well, being at UConn, this is quite an exciting time for the University of Connecticut, given the recent success of the basketball program. So knowing that they're very busy with the pep group, how are they preparing for the upcoming jazz show?
So it's a constant juggling act, you know. First of all, we're very proud of our basketball teams and all of our programs at UConn, and this is an exciting time of year for us. And how many people can say that both their teams are this far in the tournament? That's an incredible thing. And how many people can say that their students have all of these opportunities? So I always say, what am I going to do? Look at a kid who has the opportunity to go to Phoenix now and play for their second national championship and in a row, right? But what are you going to say? Well, no, don't go. Never in a million years would I do that. It's exactly the opposite. It's like, we're so happy that you have these opportunities. And we make it work. That because, again, we're dealing with such great students, they understand what their responsibility is. So when these kids go out on the road, I mean, there's mandatory study time, and they're very strict about it, where they all get in a room and they all got their laptops out and they're all doing their thing, and they're either, they could be listening to their jazz ensemble charts, they could be doing their English homework, they could be whatever it is. But if they want those opportunities, then they have to adhere and they have to uphold their academic responsibility as well. So because we're dealing with such great kids, I think we just make it all work. It's a juggling act for sure, as I mentioned, but it's a beautiful one, and we hope it's one that occurs every year.
I imagine so, John.
Yes.
So as far as the show coming up on the 17th, we talked a lot about what Manchester's plans are. Tell me about UConn's plans and how it's going to work on the bill with their show.
Well, I believe what's going to happen is the Manchester band is going to play for a little bit to open up the concert, and then the our band will play for a little bit right after they do, and then we're going to conclude the concert playing two pieces together, as Keith mentioned before. So it proves to be an exciting evening for all. And I'm especially excited, and I know that, you know, the kids were mentioning too how they're excited about the whole side by side experience. It's really a fun thing to do. I've done it many times. I play in the Hartford Symphony quite a bit when they do Pops concerts and things like that, and they've often done side by side concerts where we'll go into schools, and of course I'll be sitting next to in the saxophone section and maybe doing a little workshop with the saxophones on the music and things of that nature. So it's a great experience for our kids, and as well as we hope the Manchester kids. And we have a lot of kids in the band, actually, who are going to be future music educators.
And that's amazing, too. And I hate to cut off our conversation there, my chat with John Mastriani, when I stopped by rehearsal the other day, but we are just plumb out of time. So the only thing that I can tell you all is to go and check out this free show at Manchester High School's Bailey Auditorium. You've got the Manchester High School Jazz Ensemble in a double bill with UConn's Jazz Ensemble, and the show starts at 8 that night.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.